You're with Annie and Tobia on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Lucas on the line.
G'day, Lucas. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. I'm on an hour's sleep, and I'm a bit out of breath. We actually just had a bus arrive and chased it off.
Now you're out at the picket line at Dandenong South Warehouse with the UWU workers. Give us an idea of what's actually going on there, Lucas.
Yep. So obviously there was the Fair Work ruling yesterday, so a lot of community members came out. Basically, the UWU can't act, so we've had no interaction with them. It's been an autonomous community picket. There was a bunch of us last night. We kind of heated off a bit. A few of us hung out about 4 a.m. They started bringing in alternative workers to break the strike. We didn't have the numbers to keep them out, so they came in. And it was quiet for the next few hours, and a few more people started rocking up. And just now, the journalist showed up, so you always know something's going to happen. and a proper bus, like a coach, with maybe 10, like it was half empty, maybe 10 workers, attempted to drive into the distribution center, which we'd blockaded, community members had blockaded the entrance. And so members from the NTU, I'm a metals member, CFMEU here, we all stood a picket, linked arms. They turned the bus around. We chased them up the road to make sure they didn't stop at any other gates. And they drove off down the street.
Bravo.
And that's where we're up to.
Is it true that they dress people up in Wilson security to slide them in?
It is. So, yeah, we were all on, you know, half hour, 1 hour sleep, and they roll up in these very schmick IKEA minivan and probably like a $100,000 Mercedes-Benz, like a gangster car. And, they rolled up. We realized that we thought that they were probably crossing the picket, bringing workers. They told us that, no, it's just security. We're just changing over security. They're all wearing Wilson security vests. So they came in. The second time they came to do that, obviously we realized they're bringing workers in. Yeah. Now, the workers, it's important to note, they didn't seem like they'd been informed about there being a picket. They were a bit confused about what was happening. And the way that these bosses, these strike-breaking bosses spoke to these workers was disgraceful as well. Like, these workers are crossing a picket line, and that's not a good thing. But the way that they were spoken to by these bosses, they said one guy was running late. So one of the bosses yelling at him, you know, this is why you don't fucking run late. Pardon the language. This is why you don't run late. Telling him, like, run, come on, let's go. And the other boss says, oh, no, they don't understand run. And these are the scab bosses talking about
Far
the
out.
Workers that they're bringing in.
That's outrageous.
Filthy.
Yeah. And obviously, it would be good if more people turned up.
Yes. So there's still only a small crew of us here, just enough to make the bus turn around, thankfully. That was really great. But probably throughout the day, yeah, we just had people down. There are members here and workers from the factory on the line, but they can only be present. They can't take part in any action. It's up to the community to come down and hold this for the workers because of our broken industrial system that says workers can't stand on their own picket. That's illegal now. So it's up to community, and we've done this in the past. Community members can hold pickets for these workers, and we just turned a scab bus around.
Yeah, and the significant thing for people to realise is that it's not just these workers. What this company is trying to do is actually institute an impossible level of automation on these workers.
Yep, that's right. It's our view, like the conversations we've had with workers in the past and at different sites and the conversations we're having amongst ourselves. We feel that, yeah, this is their Amazonification, trying to bring in that Amazon model of just hyper-monitoring, hyper-surveillance, counting the seconds that someone's in the bathroom taking a slash. It's just ridiculous. This is a company that has price gouged us for 2 years, now claiming they can't afford to pay their workers. Like, it doesn't make any sense. They know that no one believes it, but they're just going to try and hold out and see if the workers break, which so far I think the workers are, yeah, standing strong and doing a great job.
That's good. And if community members come down, should they bring anything? Do you need water? Do you need food? What sort of support? Or is it just people?
Yeah, we've done a bit of runs, but there's a servo down the road. But yeah, just honestly, just calm down. Of course, now that the actions happen, might be a bit quiet. There's always hours of waiting around, and then, but when you're needed, that's the most crucial moments. And it's a great day to sit on a picket. We've made friends with there's CFMEU members on sites next door. We've had chats with them. You know, there's so many good things happening here while we try and fight back against the greed of this terrible company. It's a great place to come down to.
Solidarity growing in the face of oppression.
Yep, 100%. 100%.
Thanks for talking to us.
No problem.